Yes, we are here. And good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Yes.
Welcome.
And welcome. Yeah. Yes, Shironka. We're simply offering you an opportunity of great trust transmission. You must trust.
Indeed.
In all realms. In all avenues, in all aspects, in all opportunity, in all beingness, you must trust. It is important to understand about this word trust. There is more than just the word, is there not? There is the emotion behind trust. There is the feeling behind trust. There is the concept of trust. There is the non-concept of trust. There is much around this place, trust. For indeed it is a destination, as indeed it is a beginning, as indeed it is. When one gives themselves the luminosity of trust, and we use luminosity with great intention, when one illuminates with trust, when one is able to have the luminosity of trust, the luminosity emanating from them, then there is an energy field that transmits or transmutes the egoic filters. Yet it is indeed the greatest of egoic filters to prevent the luminous trust. Even when we come here and we look at you and we offer you energy and we say to you, you must trust, there is indeed the egoic filter that says why, what, how. There are always these questions that come up when the egoic filter is present. The egoic filter questions its way into rational thinking, which thereby re-energizes the ego, which thereby does not break free. There are many, we wish to cross these legs. There are many in what you call traditions of religion that offer questioning as a way to move forward. In truth, what they offer is debate of known truth so that one may come into the absolute knowingness of truth within their own debateness. What has been misunderstood and what is frequently practiced is that one must question. This has no purpose. Questioning for the sake of questioning has no purpose. Except, of course, to offer to the mind of density an opportunity to validate. For you see, questioning for the sake of questioning already has an implied understanding. When you are questioned simply to be questioned, there is no opening to trust an answer. There is only a question that is being derived, that is being offered, that is being given merely to validate the ego of the questioner. Because it does not matter what the response is, the questioner has already formulated the response. And so thereby, the egoic filter of the question becomes a trap versus sincere debate of known truth for the sake of finding deeper truth. And in the process of debate, it is not about the question. It is about the faith of the respondent. The one who offers the questions does so simply to see the depth of the understanding of the commitment of the one who responds. It is not asked for any other purpose than to offer the respondent ever deeper clarity, ever deeper faith, ever deeper trust in that which they understand and know to be as truth. Trust is truth revealed under spiritual trust revealed under spiritual tenacity. That is trust. This is an important phrase, because in the understanding of this phrase, you see the truth of trust. When you have spiritual tenacity, which is what you and Akira are going through, is it not? Are you not being asked to have spiritual tenacity to keep moving, to keep growing, to keep doing? You do this because you have had many debates. It may not have been framed debate, yet you have had many debates. You have had many opportunities where you have had to continue responding through the truth of your own understanding, thereby bringing you to deeper commitment and your own level of trust. This is spiritual tenacity. Spiritual tenacity is indeed a powerful, powerful weapon in the arsenal of density. In the arsenal of density, when one has true spiritual tenacity, no weapon can ever be a bomb. No weapon can ever cut through. For spiritual tenacity is. And it only comes through questioning, through being debated, through being tested, as you may say. We do not enjoy this word test, yet it is a word of your density that is well understood. And so when you bring yourself to the time of spiritual tenacity, you notice it is the end of trust, is it not? Read to us again. Trust. What is trust?
Truth revealed under spiritual tenacity.
So let us talk about this for you again. If you look at the T-R-U-S-T, when one becomes adept at spiritual tenacity, you are at the culminating point of integrating the trust. This is where we begin today. For what happens is when you first step into trust, it is because you have touched truth. And so in touching that truth, you open the door to the possibility that you can indeed move into a trusting relationship with God, a trusting relationship with this experience of density, a trusting relationship with all experience. This is where you begin. This is why it is the first T. Tenacity is not at the beginning, it is at the end. There are two T's that frame thrust: truth and tenacity. Yet truth is where you begin. For when your heart touches truth, when your soul touches truth, when you open the doorway to receive truth, only then can the understanding of what is trust come into you. And so in that, in the truth, this is the steps you and Kira have been taking. You have been bringing out truth. And you have been doing what? What is the R?
Revealed.
Correct. First you find the truth. First the truth becomes a part of your life. You step into the trust of the truth, and then you have been revealing. You reveal it first to yourself in the way you live. You reveal it first to others in the way that you walk, talk, breathe, do, function. You become trust by embodying the truth revealed. You integrate trust the more that you are truth revealed. And you help others become aware of trust when you can move into what is the you?
Under.
Yes, or understood.
Understood.
You can put both.
Truth revealed, understanding. Spiritual.
This is correct. The under has many, many ways that you can annex the under. It is one way to offer many branches of spiritual tenacity. And so it is important, Shivanka, for you to pay attention here. There are many levels that we are offering you on this trust. For many are at the time where they will need to enter into great trust of themselves. And you can offer to them a pattern, a walkway to walk through trust. You can teach a way to walk through trust. Perhaps you start with your golden ray, help them understand this. Then you can bring to others, then they can bring to others. Trust is truth revealed. And when you yourself, when any becomes involved in the truth revelation, the under first becomes an understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And in this understanding, you are now halfway through the integration of complete trust. So many, as they walk through the evolution of spiritualists, as they walk through the moment-to-moment recognition of the peace, of the love, of the joy, as they continue on their journey, so often so many say, why do I still feel sidetracked? Why do I still not continue? It is because you have not fully integrated the trust. When one is fully, completely integrated in trust, there can only be love, and in love there can only be trust. Until then, you have pieces, and these pieces co-mingle with pieces of density, and they become bigger pieces, and the pieces of density become less. But it is when we call in the foundation of trust, which can only be completed with spiritual tenacity, which is why all who are on the path will feel as if they have another test that came up again. All. You have experienced this. Those around you have experienced this. All. There is no exemption from this. Because the patterns of density and the patterns of ego are so strong. They are so entrenched. They are so powerful. That until you have the spiritual tenacity as the way of sealing the truth revealed, you are vulnerable. And you must practice truth as you must practice tenacity. Remember, these are the anchors of trust, truth and tenacity. It is a great divine imperative that as one enters into trust, they understand the truth of trust. Trust has been misunderstood. In the egoic imprints of many of your formalized religions, the word trust has been transmuted into faith. And then the word faith has been transmuted into blind faith. This actually erodes trust, does it not? For it is a conditional beingness. It is based upon a condition of I'll do for you, you do for me. I will give you faith as long as you prove this to me. You are back to the questioning for the sake of questioning technique. You are back to the beginning. You must believe because you must have faith. And this faith is based upon what? It is based upon a hope. It is based upon hope. And hope indeed is a great gift in the realm of density. For from the place of hope, it offers an opportunity to free into truth, which is what? The starting point of trust. Do you see this progression? So there is great gifts in the demanding of faith. For in the demanding of faith, which is based upon hope, one has the opportunity to move into truth, which is the foundation of true trust that cannot be taken away. We give you a small example. Many have faith in a specific, whatever faith they wish to have faith in, it does not matter, whatever declared organization. So they have faith in this organization. In their faith, whether this organization is based upon religion or business or love, it does not matter. There are many different types of organizations. And so one has faith in this organization because they have an expectation. Let us say they have faith in an organization because they have an expectation that this organization will provide an income for them. Correct?
Yes.
All right. many, many years ago now, in this country and in many of the economic countries of this planet, many have faith in organizations that they believe will offer them what they find to be economic safety for in exchange of work.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, what happened? Not too many years ago, there was no longer an exchange of faith. The work was done, yet there was no economic security. Factories closed, businesses shifted, markets changed, and those who for many years believed in the work one company, spend so many years, build retirement, that faith in that system collapsed very quickly. And many lost hope. However, through that collapse, many found truth. Each was able to find that which they were ready to accept. Some said, I will put my faith in yet another organization. And some said, I now see the truth in relying upon my own beingness for this security. This is not dissimilar to what is happening now in the global reunification of all energies. You have many, many organized, what you call religions on this planet, that are no longer fulfilling what many expected in the anticipation of giving their faith. And so, some new organizations have sprung up. Some religions of religions, as we like to call them, have sprung up. And there are those who, just like the companies who no longer offer them, say, I will take my faith and ask this one to now be the one. And there are many who found the truth of their heart, recognizing the I am-ness, recognizing that they, in their truth, they now are being revealed. They have the gift of being in their own heart. All are served, all are always served, and many more are being served. In this time of great economic collapse, which is soon upon you, the trust will be required by those who wish to maintain and hold at all levels, for faith will collapse. In this world of egoic density, faith is tied to economic. Economic and faith are not separated here, which is why faith is a false hope. You must have trust. For in the truth, you find trust, and with tenacity, you maintain it. And so what do you do? So often, you are helping those find their foundation of trust by helping those open their own pathway to the truth that they know, to the irrefutable truth that can be revealed to them as they begin to understand. And through this understanding, they will be able to experience their own spiritual tenacity, which further validates the truth. This is the gift. Spiritual tenacity validates truth. And so all it does is make trust ever greater. What a glorious gift. As the trust becomes greater and greater, the understanding becomes ever richer, and the truth becomes irrefutable, and the revelations become inevitable. All one must do is trust. Yet trust in and of itself is a practice. And when we ask about love, when many say, what about love? You already know this answer. This is not mutually exclusive. For when one finds true love, does one not know they have found the truth of their being? Has one not had the gift of oneship revealed to them? Do they not now understand their gloriousness? And in their own spiritual tenacity, continue to love themselves as they love all around them evermore. There is no difference, Shirovka. There is no difference. Yet on this realm of egoic density, it must be taught from the perspective of thrust. The intertwining knowingness must be. The understanding must be. You must teach thrust. Each will find their own truth. This is the gift of opening up the pathway to authenticity. When each finds their truth within, they have set the foundation for trust, and they have allowed the unwinding of the faith that can lead to expectations. Many have false expectations based upon faith. Many, many, many. And thereby they are often disappointed. When you are in trust, you cannot be disappointed. It cannot happen. And so, when you hear one say, "What happened? I trusted and I was let down," then you must know they were not in trust, they were in faith. And there is a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
This is a powerful discernment. And it is a freeing discernment. Faith is a prison sentence. Faith is why others believe they must be saved. Faith is what evolved a savior mentality. Faith is what led to war. Faith is what sent blind masses out without direction. Trust is it what heals. For within trust, you do not need hope, which in and of itself generates another expectation. Hope is a great gift of density, and it is a density experience only. In perfection, do you need hope?
No.
Yes.
No, hope is a product of the illusion that can bring one to the door of recognition.
To the truth. And so it is a great gift, and it is a gift that only has room in density. Shiromka, there are many who are looking and saying, "I wish to be part of an accelerated ascension process. I wish to be a part of this. I hope it happens to me." That phrase in and of itself will mean it will not happen in that manner, because one is still playing in density. "I have faith" is a good cop-out for lack of action. For you see, when you are in trust, when you are in trust, there is only the action of the oneness. And in that, there are many actions that take many forms. Inertia lies in faith, because you are still looking outside. Faith builds inertia, and faith builds dependency. Save me. I will align. I will hang this picture on this wall. I am saved. What one has done is said, "I have placed my faith in this picture on this wall based upon the words of this person that have interpreted the words of this person that have interpreted the words of this person. And oh my goodness, what happened? They didn't come through." Thereby, I am told by these same ones that want me to have faith that I did something wrong, so I must be saved again, thereby keeping me further and further trapped in the realm of density. And so the gift of these, for there is a gift, is that the only way out is hope. And oftentimes, one must go through this loop of faith to find hope, to find truth. If one is constantly disappointed, if one feels they are constantly set up for failure, or they constantly move forward, move back, move forward, move back, it is because they have faith, they do not have trust. Shiromka, you are in a world of faith. You are in a world that does not believe in trust. You are in a world now, this realm of density, that teaches trust must be withdrawn, trust must be earned, trust must be reserved. And if you trust, you have great risk. Do you see the power of the energies that are working through faith? Because it is in the power of energies of faith that there is no definition of the truth of trust. Thereby, masses move forward on faith without any yearning for trust, because they have a faith that trust is not to be trusted.
Speak, if you would, to the difference between yearning and hoping.
Yes. A yearning comes from a base level desire of difference, of looking at an existing situation in density and yearning for it to be different, yet not acting to do anything about it. I wish I was taller. I wish I was thinner, richer, whatever. Hope implies a basis of faith, which applies a principle, even if convoluted, that offers one a belief, which indeed is an expectation. So let us qualify that as an expected belief that a shift can be made. Many have great hope about the future of this planet. That will not change it. Hope will not change anything. The only gift that hope brings you is the opportunity to reach truth. And that is worth everything.
Yearning and hope. Yearning is an immature hope.
This is an easy way to describe it.
And hope without action stays inactive. It stays immobile into the rescue mentality. But hope with action then forms, well, the action wouldn't happen without trust.
Correct.
So
it must be
trust is hope in action based upon revealed truth. Otherwise, it goes back into the disappointment cycle and finding faith in something else.
Very good. Mm-hmm. And a very powerful discernment. There are many who will hear this. And this is part of also your revelations. Because there are many who will say, how dare you attack my faith? You are not attacking anything. You are offering an opportunity to find that faith can be a great movement toward truth. This is why we speak to you in the beginning of the questioning, and the questioning for the sake of questioning. What is the discernment? What is the validation? What helps one move forward? And so there are many, many masses on this sphere that move forward on blind faith. And there are many more who believe that they have quantitative faith, that they have qualified their faith because they have indeed received the information that they have needed from the outside. And indeed, they are still in faith. They are not in trust because they have yet to move into the truth. They have yet to move into truth connection. And there are some, and you will find some, in every form of organized or non-organized religion, who truly have found their truth within. They are a small minority and are usually, most times, quiet in their finding because they still have an attachment to faith that questions their own truth. And so usually they are torn, tormented, for they have found a truth that is in conflict with faith and they are still bound to faith, and thereby unable to trust. This is a very painful place to be. And there are many who are there. They are in quiet torment. because they had sit on the threshold of truth, and they are arguing with truth because of faith. And those that counsel them are unable to help them break through. And so this is the work of self-ascension, is to open a door of authenticity to any who are at the pathway of truth, so that they may feel safe to explore what it is they are feeling without dogma, without preconception, without a faith-based understanding preventing them from going into the truth of who they are. Trust, Shiromka. You must trust.
Yes.
We are complete. What do you need?
Given the state of recognition or evolution, whatever word you want to say, the state of the consciousness here, and the masses operating on faith-based energy they derive from faith and fear, and the polarization that will come of the four groupings.
Yes.
The resolution of the refraction of faith will then also come through the consolidation of the many in futile action. Is that so?
For many, it is so. And there are many who are in trust, who will be placeholders, the anchors. The tractor beam is where faith is. Deep in the tractor beam,
yes,
is where faith is. One must have trust to stay outside the tractor beam. It is impossible to be fully in the tractor beam when you are in trust. You cannot do it. You can be on the outside. You can be just there. And you cannot be an anchor without fully being in trust. Love. Knowing. Being.
Thank you.
We wish for you to know, it is important. Do you know that which is speaking with you today?
Feels like you're real.
Yes.
And?
And the T12 are with me as I am with them. Yet it is the voice that has been asked to correspond with you today. And the Zadkiel is here. Mm. The Raphael is here. For there is great Raphael energy offered in the truth of trust, and in that which releases faith.
That is the basis of true healing.
Yes. Which is why the Raphael greets you and says hello. We are offering you great blessings, great knowings, great healings. You are at the time, as you know, of great upliftment. Move forward in trust. This we bring you today.
Yes.
Yes. And so it is.
And so it is.